Here is a fact about you, one that very few people know, maybe no one other than you yourself. You are reading this book right now. In fact, I can be more precise. You are reading the word now, right now. Moreover, I stated something that you knew was true, but that I personally didn't know and still don't know. You are reading the word now, right now, yet I am completely oblivious of that fact. Unless, of course, I am standing over your shoulder and you are pointing your finger at the words as you read. Now is an extremely simple yet fascinating and mysterious concept. You know what it means, yet you'll find it difficult to define without being circular. Now is the moment in time that separates the past from the future. Okay, but try defining past and future without using the word now. And what you mean by past and future is constantly changing. A short time ago, reading this paragraph was in the future. Now most of it is already in the past. Now that entire paragraph is in the past, unless you are skipping ahead. Now refers to a specific time, but the time it refers to is incessantly changing. That's why we use clocks. They report the number associated with now. It's called the present time. Clocks update constantly, typically every second. The advance of time is relentless. We can stand still in space, but not in time. We move in time but have no control over that movement, unless, of course, time travel proves possible. The meaning of now is just one of the many mysteries of that strange phenomenon we call time. It is remarkable that we understand as much as we do about time, particularly the weird and counterintuitive aspects related to Einstein's theory of relativity. But it is equally remarkable that we understand so little about the fundamentals of time, what it is, and how it relates to reality. This book is about time, what we do know and don't know. Does time flow? On April 18, 1906, at 5:12 a.m., a great earthquake shook San Francisco. The time of that event doesn't move. You can look it up in Wikipedia. What does move, what does flow, is the meaning of now. Now is progressing, changing, advancing through time. Or maybe it is more meaningful to say that time is flowing past now. The whole issue of movement is tricky to describe. When we say that an automobile is moving, we note its position at one time and then its position at another time. The velocity is the distance it moved divided by the time it took, given, for example, in miles per hour. That approach for describing now fails miserably. Now is right now. Pause a moment, and now is still right now. Is it moving? Yes, the movement of time is illustrated by the fact that the meaning of now keeps changing. At what rate does time move? 1 second per second. There is a third view, that new time is being generated every moment, and that this newly created time constitutes the now. Are these views philosophical differences or physical differences? Is it a matter of choice, or is there more truth, more meaning in one or the other? That question is part of what this book will explore.